talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, you guys know Tuesday. It's the most unwoke hour of the week with the Joker from Twitter, John Jackson at PVT Joker, U.S. Private Joker. But, you know, John, I want to institute a new feature this Tuesday. I asked you what you wanted to talk about this hour. You said, hey, let's continue this conversation about forcing women into the draft, right? That apparently that's moving forward on Capitol Hill. So we want to talk about that. But I want to do a new feature. How do you say Tuesday in Spanish again?
Martes.
All right. So instead of Sábado Gigante, it's going to be Martes Gigante. And we're going to do, you know how Rush, the great Rush Limbaugh would have? It's Open Lines Friday. Well, today, it's Hate Crime Hoax Tuesday. Did you hear about this Democrat candidate down in Texas? The guy has now been charged with a felony for allegedly faking racist attacks against himself. Boy, this never happens, does it, John? Never seen this story before.
We talked about that very thing yesterday on our Twitter spaces. Is that go back 20 years, about every single major famous national big racial scandal. How many of them were ever real? How many of them? Not one of them. Name one. Not one was ever real.
Not only the fake racist scandals, I mean, there was the Air Force Academy. Oh, there were anti-black racist slurs that were scrawled on the lockers of black cadets. Turns out it was the black cadet who was the one scrawling those slurs. But Democrat Party headquarters were vandalized. Oh, turns out it was a Democrat Party campaign supporter who had vandalized their own offices. Just another Smollett fake hoax once again.
I can't breathe, Aaron. I can't breathe. Hands up, don't shoot. I mean, all of it. Every single one of these big, big famous cases are total Adam bullshit.
It's DJ Khaled, another one.
Another one.
Another one. Time and time again. Kind of like when you see these white college professors who get busted for lying about being black or lying about being Native American. I mean, yeah, that's right, DJ Khaled, another one.
Everything they say is a lie. I mean, and you can watch it coming out of the White House, coming out of KJP, coming out of their entire cabinet. And they're cooking the books at every level on the economy, on Ukraine, on energy, on climate change. Everything they say is a lie. You will never go wrong if you remember that one thing.
Well, it was like there was a big story in the Bozeman media outlets a few weeks ago. Bomb threats called in against Bozeman Pride Parade. And it's like, oh, we're never going to find out who called in these threats, right? Because, again, you know, how many of these hate crime hoaxes have we seen? And not just on Hate Crime Hoax Tuesday. It's practically every freaking day of the week, another hate crime hoax.
Bienvenido al programa, damas y caballeros.
All right. We got the phone lines open for you. We got John Jackson in the house. Back right after this, we're taking phone calls from all you fake bigots out there next.
Securing America.
American officials are expressing renewed concern about the support Russia is receiving for its war effort in Ukraine from North Korea and China. This is Russian President Vladimir Putin gets set to visit North Korea this week. State Department spokesman Matt Miller.
We have seen over the past few months DPRK unlawfully transfer dozens of ballistic missiles and over 11,000 containers of munitions to aid Russia's war effort.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby adding,
we know North Korean ballistic missiles are still being used to hit Ukrainian targets.
The Chinese are reportedly providing electronic components to Russia for military equipment. Kirby says the components prop up
what without that support would have been a truly crumbling Russian defense industrial base.
Miller says the U.S. has told China to stop, and that
if China doesn't act, we've also made clear that we will.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know what? Let's start with some callers, and then I want to jump in on this conversation with John Jackson. We started this conversation earlier. I sent out a story via X, via Twitter. Senator Josh Hawley out of Missouri was on with Laura Ingraham last night and was talking about how there's an effort underway right now on Capitol Hill. They've had these philosophical discussions in the past, but now it sounds like it's actually potentially happening, and they're trying to push this forward to force young women to register for the draft. And, God, it's almost as if Joe Biden's got us on the brink of World War III, and they're wondering how the heck they're gonna man the military or woman the military. So we've got some messages on that topic that have come in on our Montana Talks app. Want to get John Jackson's take on it as well. But let's start with some callers. We've got the mighty Human Z, who does the podcast Behind Enemy Lines with John Jackson here. Z, what's going on this morning?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Wow, this is the first. I'm the first caller. Oh, my gosh.
Don't get used to it. Don't get used to it.
Yeah, I've got breaking news. You know, when Karine Jean-Pierre, with the weirdo hair, you know, Biden's press secretary said, hey, all this stuff about Brandon is a deep fake. What happened is that Brandon heard that, and he thought he heard head fake. So when he was with the Pope, he butted heads with the Pope because he thought he was supposed to do a head fake. He bent down too quick, and in a bam, when you're 81, your coordination all goes. So it's all good. It's all good because, you know, his diaper remained intact.
He's a fast mover. See, somebody told me, I don't know if it was Tim and Savage, but they think that Joe Biden thought that the Pope was a big vanilla ice cream cone, and that's why he went in so close like that. But
that's really gross. I can't consider that. Congratulations. He's working out.
All right. We have officially crossed the line with the mighty Human Z. That is a lifetime achievement award right there, John Jackson.
To gross him out is, you know, going all the way. You got to go a long way to gross him out this
week. He referred to Karine Jean-Pierre. I got to say, I'm disappointed in the Human Z there because I saw somebody has been referring to her on Twitter as Karinj Jean-Pierre. So I thought the Human Z would have been a little up on his game this morning here, you know.
Aaron, don't you worry, because she's going to save you from your lying eyes, okay? KJP is going to save you from your lying eyes because she's telling you what you saw in that video of Grandpa Joe glitching up again for the 57th time out there in L.A. at the fundraiser. That didn't happen. That's just right-wing people making up that video. That's not him glitching up there like a nursing home patient there and having former President Obama have to come up and grab his hand like a toddler, turn him around, and then lead him off the stage.
Byron Donalds was on, I think, also with Laura Ingraham last night. She had a couple of great segments. And he made the point, could you imagine if I was at a Trump rally and I grabbed Donald Trump by the hand and then pulled him from the stage and then put my arm around him to help him walk off the stage? The media would be going ballistic about that right now. But what's the word that Karine Jean-Pierre is referring to it as? What was
deep
the word?
Fake. Deep fake.
Cheap fakes.
Cheap, deep.
Cheap. No, she's not calling it a deep fake because the videos are real. So she can't use that term. So instead, she's calling it this.
They are cheap fakes video. They are done in bad faith. And some of your news organization have been very clear, have stressed that these right wing critics of the president have a credibility problem because of the fact checkers have repeatedly caught them pushing misinformation, disinformation.
Yes, cheap fakes. Those are cheap fakes videos. And some of you in the media have been calling them that. So she's basically praising the fake news media that constantly stumps for Joe Biden. Let's see. Let's go back into the phone lines here. We've got, John in Kalispell. John, what's on your mind this morning?
Hey, I'm going to go for TV.
You're coming in a little muffled. Coming in a little muffled there. I don't know if it's your handset or what. Yeah, you're still coming in. I'll tell you what, I'm going to throw you on hold, have you chat with our producer, Travis, so we can troubleshoot, because we want to hear from you. We want to hear what you have to say, but we can't hear you over the radio for some reason there. So it's just coming in a little muffled. So if you're on a Bluetooth, get off the Bluetooth or vice versa. Or just try calling right back in. Sometimes a clean connection will fix everything up. Okay, let's see. Yeah, what was that? God, what was that point that I was just going to make, John? There was a great tweet about Karine Jean-Pierre calling these videos of Joe Biden cheap fakes. They're cheap fakes videos, she said. Bobby Levy, this was reposted on X by RNC Research, which is a great Twitter account. KJP, oh no, they're making our lost and mentally incompetent candidate look lost and mentally incompetent.
Who are you going to believe? Like I said, you know, KJP or your lying eyes, it's on video. That used to be the gold standard of what's truth and what ain't, but I guess not anymore, right?
Yeah, they're literally saying you can't trust what you are seeing with your very own eyes whenever you see Joe Biden on camera. I mean, this is their defense.
I mean, yeah. I guess you could try to push that lie if this wasn't, like I said, the 57th time he's done this around the world during his whole presidency, caught on video, glitching up. You can see the brain, like, loading, you know, that little symbol that your computer gives you when it's reloading. That's Joe Biden standing up there, and somebody has, did you see him? He did that in Europe the other day. He just walks away from the group, and they have to come over. I think it's Giorgia Meloni has to come over there and grab him and pull him back.
That's right. Giorgia Meloni. Remember how awful they said she was? She's the next Mussolini. Here's this nice lady helping Joe Biden get back with the tour group, and it's Giorgia Meloni.
Did you see her turn her nose up at Macron the other day?
Oh, she's awesome. All right, stand by. We'll talk about the women in the draft next.
Democracy 24.
The latest Fox News poll of Florida voters shows Donald Trump leading Joe Biden by 4 points, 50-46%. It leaves the current president within striking distance, but the state's economy could be the key for Republicans. Low taxes, a business-friendly attitude, and a conservative approach to spending have created an economic boom in Florida, even during COVID. And despite no state income tax, the Sunshine State, led by a Republican governor and legislature, expects a budget surplus this coming fiscal year at just over $7 billion. Trump won Florida in both 2016 and 2020, and the latest Fox poll shows that when voters were asked who would better handle the economic issues, Trump wins easily over Biden, 57-40%. In Palm Coast, Florida, Ashley Webster, Fox Business.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John, I'm trying to find an article. I thought I printed this article up earlier, but who knows? It could be buried in the 85 different articles that I have in front of me here on this messy Montana Talk studio desk. You got to be prepared for anything around here. I mean, we got crazy guys like you popping in. We got callers on the phone lines. You never know what's going to happen. I think it was a dailywire.com or a dailycaller.com story. So here you have KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre, saying, oh, these are just cheap fakes videos. As people are seeing Joe Biden in real time with their own eyes. Oh, no, it's not what you think you see here. And then some in the liberal media, as she referenced, are defending Biden and saying, oh, yeah, they're just manipulating this stuff. But meanwhile, all of the foreign media, like in Europe, that just got to see Joe Biden with their own eyes, are talking about Joe Biden's very obvious struggles right now. So I'm trying to find that article. I'll see if I can spin it up for you here in a second.
Well, you know, they have online, the left has this cadre. It's got to be 50 or more of their paid influencers out there that are out there paid to spread the KJP and the company line out there. Well, see, how you know you're over the target, how you know this is making a dent, this particular video with Obama leading Biden off the stage out in L.A. is because their entire influencer army is out there saying the exact same thing. This didn't happen. This is a lie. This was faked up by conservatives. I mean, all at once, they all got the memo, get out there and put this thing down. Somehow, this particular video, maybe because it involved Obama, got into the consciousness and got them all stirred up.
Yeah, so I'll see if I can find that article. Like I said, it's probably sitting right in front of me. It's like the ketchup bottle. When I ask my wife, hey, where'd you put the ketchup? And then she comes over. It's right there. So it's probably another ketchup bottle.
Dude, this beautiful mind thing you got going here. Is like, there's like 157 articles here on your table.
Mel Gibson, the taxi cab driver here going on. All right, well, let's see. Before we get to our next caller here, women in the draft. Josh Hawley was on with Laura Ingraham last night. Here's just a quick soundbite, a part of what he had to say.
Number one, there shouldn't be women in the draft. They shouldn't be forced to serve if they don't want to. Number two, why don't we actually prioritize the national interests of the United States of America and our foreign policy rather than running off to fight every foreign war?
All right. So Josh Hawley was speaking out against this move underway in the U.S. Senate to force women into the draft. And anyway, Jesse and Shelby messaged us on the Montana Talks app and said this: low recruitment numbers are directly related to the stupid people running our government and the military. We are supposed to protect women and children. That's what Jesse and Shelby had to say here. Your thoughts on this effort to force women into the draft?
Well, we've been talking about this on your show and on the podcast for 2 years now, that Joe Biden and his five-year-olds up there are sleepwalking us intentionally into World War III. Now, take that into consideration. Now, last week, the Republican House passed a new bill that will automatically register young men for civil service, for selective service. You know, you used to have to go sign up. Well, apparently that's not good enough. They're somehow going to automatically register you, probably with driver's licenses. Now, put that on the heels of you've got a Democratic committee in the Senate snuck into the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, that they're going to put women up for the draft now. Now, do you think any of that is a coincidence, Aaron? Of course it's not. And I'll tell you something right now. I will echo what Chip Roy, congressman from Texas, said, what Mike Lee, the senator from Utah, said, over my dead body. I did not raise up a young girl sick to get 16 to turn her another 2 years to 18 to turn her over to that communist piece of trash, Joe Biden. It ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, and Chip Roy, I should pull up. I'm going to pull up the Fox Radio website here to see if I can grab the soundbite from Chip Roy, because Chip Roy had some good, strong remarks as well, Republican congressman out of Texas. Kestrel in Billings has a different viewpoint. Kestrel says, all men and women who graduate high school should have to serve a minimum of 3 years in a military branch. They can go to college or trade school first, but they will have to serve. They owe it to the country. Meanwhile, a listener who goes by the nickname Sleepy in the Flathead says, good morning, Aaron. We are supposed to protect and cherish our women and girls, but the left now wants them to fight our wars, compete against men in sports, shower with and share bathrooms with men, make them publicly defend and promote these unpopular and disgusting ideals every time they speak. John Tester has never once been confronted, as far as I know, by anybody in the Montana in the Montana media for voting to allow men into girls' locker rooms.
This is a huge issue, and everybody here in Montana, your show, everybody should be out there asking John Tester, putting him on the record. Do you want to reinstitute the draft, first of all? And do you want to draft young women? This, you remember, Aaron, you know, from Vietnam, the draft itself was incredibly, incredibly unpopular just for young men. Now you start to pull women into that mix. We should take this issue all the way to November. I'm telling you right now, this would flip a lot of Democrat voters.
I think so. And case in point, so earlier, Aaron in Three Forks said, well, most women are Democrats anyway. So, yeah, force them to go to the wars that they're going to get us into because they voted for Democrats. That didn't sit well with Tater and Forsyth. She was like, WTH. But, you know, in many areas, women do tend to vote more Democrat than men do. But that is a very interesting subject in the very important U.S. Senate race here in Montana, because the last official polling that I saw, John Tester was only leading by 4 percentage points amongst women. What has happened since that point? This John Tester voted to allow men into girls' locker rooms. Tim Sheehy, the Navy SEAL veteran, by the way, just had Tulsi Gabbard, strong woman, former Democrat member of Congress, an Iraq war veteran, in Montana rallying at his side in support of him. And so if John Tester wasn't hurting with women voters already, I don't see how stuff like that is going to help him.
Well, I guess your girl Holly Michaels there with Lee Newspaper, she must have seen that poll already, because she's out pushing this morning on her Twitter feed a article from some other writer that abortion is on the ballot this November.
It's the Broadway musical for the Capitol Press.
Jazz hands.
Abortion. That's all the liberal Capitol Press will want to talk about.
They don't want to tell you that just, what was it, last week, the Supreme Court upheld that the abortion pill is legal everywhere. Don't talk about that now.
Abortion. Let's go to next up on the phone lines. She's been jumping into the fight on X, on the Montana Politics hashtag. She's listening, I think, in eastern Montana. Goes by the name Tester, will not be elected. Great to hear from you. What's on your mind this Tuesday?
Well, good morning, Aaron and John, and hello, Montana. Thanks to our veterans and everybody that serves. I always want to bring this, of course, back around to Senator Tester. The great Stephen Miller made a great point on X, and he said Biden lets in illegal aliens wanted for murder who allegedly break into homes, attack young girls, absconds, rapes and beats, violent murders of a mother of five, and his administration response is bypass Congress, give unconstitutional mass amnesty to illegals. How this ties into Senator Tester is that he promotes this behavior by lying for 3 years. Let's not forget, Montana, he has lied to us for 3 years, Senator Tester, about the border being secure. Right? And then he failed to bring H.R. 2 to the Senate floor, which closes the border and is over a year old. And then he also votes against the Lake and Riley Act to detain and deport violent criminals. Now, those failures have consequences, I will tell you. So Valley Neighbors is one of the NGOs who are funneling illegals into Missoula in the Flathead Valley. Now we have another organization called BenvenidosGV.org. And they're funneling illegals into the Bozeman area. So, you know, I have made a decision with my family that I can no longer go outside and walk the trails in my community. And that is a sad day. That is a very sad day. So I just wanted to make that point.
Yeah, no, that's a big story. Thanks for calling in a couple big stories. But this mass amnesty. John, I'm sure you've heard about this story. Basically, Joe Biden is set to announce, if he hasn't made it official already, a mass amnesty program. No big surprise there. And again, former State Senator Jimmy Keene out of Butte, a Democrat, he made the point a few years ago that John Tester has the power in Washington. He had the power to get the Keystone Pipeline across the finish line. John Tester has and had the power to stop this type of nonsense, but he never has.
Well, King Joe today is just going to make law and decree via executive order now that 500,000 or so illegals are just legal. Legalize them. And what it is he's saying that it's the spouses of already United States citizens that have lived here for 10 years are now automatically going to be U.S. citizens. Well, Aaron, I'm telling you right now, this is a scam, because I know this law because I had a nanny that went through it. See, if you marry a U.S. citizen, you can be a U.S. citizen. All you got to do is file the paperwork. Paperwork takes maybe a year or two to get through. Now, who out there has married a U.S. citizen and been here 10 freaking years and not applied? You know who that's going to be? It's going to be criminals.
Well, speaking of John Tester, did you see the video of him getting into that Prius? John Tester owns a Prius. John Tester owns a Prius, and there's video of him getting into the vehicle. He made it! He got into the Prius. The attempt by the Biden administration to weaken girls' sports, to take away girls' sports opportunities, to allow men in the girls' locker rooms, that effort put on hold, not only thanks to a federal judge in Louisiana, but thanks to your Attorney General, Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson. He's with us in studio for Tuesday's Montana Talks. We'll take your phone calls and more. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk, taking this statewide, 9 to 10. Right here.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's get to a couple other callers here. Let's see. No, I don't want to attend a meeting. Get that stupid pop-up off my computer. I hate meetings. I hate meetings and I hate reflector belts. Don't ask why. If you know, you know. We lost Kurt and Shoto. Dang it! See, that'll happen when we have one of our longer breaks like we just had. But Kurt maybe just wanted to relay a message to our producer Travis. Kurt and Shoto says, "Women in the draft, put the woke in the draft." Okay, Kurt, but you have to be their platoon leader. You get to be the woke platoon leader. But that's been my kind of take on the draft altogether. I mean, I've been honored to serve with so many great men and women, and for the most part, who wanted to be there, who wanted to serve. I know that there were people who got drafted into the military, and they stepped up and they performed remarkably well, right? But I also know there were probably some people that got forced into the military that it was like, okay, how are we going to get the job done today? And you had to drag, you know what I mean? Like, and so I would rather have people there that want to be there, that want to serve. I just think it builds a stronger, more cohesive team.
If this is actual, it is political suicide for them, which is why I don't understand this. National and state Republicans should be picking up this draft women stuff, women selective service stuff. They should be picking up this ball and running this to the goal line all the way to November. You should have every Democrat on the Hill doing the backstroke on this, because this is incredibly unpopular. I mean, our Republicans ought to take this issue, and just run with it.
So we've got a story on our Montana Talks website. I want to talk a little bit more about this huge story, very important story. We've got a story on our Montana Talks website. Catastrophic failure of the siphon at St. Mary Canal. Massive infrastructure project is the lifeline of the High Line. Farmers, ranchers, drinking water all across the High Line. Everything north and near Highway 2, basically from from the Blackfeet Reservation all the way to the North Dakota border. And but this story to me is just kind of a sign of how we're seeing this forced decline that is facing our country. Just like the Green New Deal attacks on America, they're deliberately forcing a decline for our country. They're turning us into a welfare state. They're giving all of our money to all these other countries while our own infrastructure is failing. I got an update from Jennifer Patrick, the project manager for the Milk River Irrigation Project Joint Board of Control, that I want to share with you. But first, John, since we just talked about it, John Tester owns a Prius. And you saw the video of him getting into this this Prius. I mean, you've had a military rucksack where you had to shove 40 pounds of you-know-what into a 10-pound bag. And but by golly, he got it done. He got in there.
Well, everything he ever says out on TV, social media, everything, "I'm Montana Dirt Farmer, I'm born Montana Dirt Farmer." Well, by God, that is just so very Montana Dirt Farmer of you to have a Prius in Washington, D.C. Yeah.
So the National Republican Senatorial Committee got this video of Tester hopping into his,
And the jaws of life.
Nudging into the Toyota Prius. It would save gas money, but we still used a lot of gas. I don't know why. So they point out that the rugged dirt farmer, John Tester, has been in D.C. for nearly two decades, drives a Prius. Tester got pissed. He lashed out at them in the Huffington Post and called them a bunch of jackasses for pointing out that he owns a Prius. And then he got a little prissy. He said, oh, yeah, well, I own eight other cars, so take that. I'm like, wow, this multimillionaire John Tester, in response to getting called out for owning a Prius, that's your response is, well, I own eight other cars, ha, ha, ha. Well, a lot of Montanans can't even buy a new car right now because of his inflation.
Once again, the same response. Once again, very, very Montana dirt farmery of you to remind everybody that you got a whole lot of vehicles there, buddy. Don't talk about my Prius, you know?
No, I've got my photo op GMC over here. I use that whenever the New York Times comes to town. But the rest of the time, this is what I drive. Because it's what Chuck Schumer wants him to drive. Let's go to Lee in Kalispell. Lee, what's going on?
Yes, this deals with a commercial that Tester has against, what's his name, the Republican.
Shashihi, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay, it's about him taking money from lobbyists. Now, just, I'm curious, now I heard that he has Tester has $1 million home, and a... he'd spent $1 million in restaurants. Mm-hmm. Where is all this money coming from?
Oh, man, he's living high on the hog, isn't he?
Yes. Now, he went to the Prius and the other cars.
Oh, yeah, he's got a place in Washington that's worth over $1 million. It was worth, well, I think, 1.2 about 10 years ago. I can only imagine what it's worth now. And then... you're right, Lee. He racked up $1.2 million in fancy Washington restaurant bills. But isn't this just typical flip-flop, flat-top irony? He says one thing and does another. He attacks Tim Sheehy for getting a tiny amount of campaign contributions from lobbyists. John Tester is the number one recipient of lobbyist cash. He's collected more lobbyist cash than the president of the United States. How do you do that?
They are, and we've said this on your show over and over and over again, what they are most counting on of the electorate out here is for you to be unplugged, you know, not listen at all. But even if you do listen, you're supposed to be stupid. They're counting on you being stupid. You know, Tester, same thing as KJP there. Don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe that you saw Joe Biden glitch up there in Hollywood and he's, you know, a doddering old dementia patient. Don't believe all the numbers from John Tester's number one recipient of lobby cash, getting in and out of his Prius there in D.C. as he spends $1.2 million at Tony D.C. restaurants. Don't believe any of that you see with your lying eyes.
Yeah, and I pointed that out via Twitter earlier this morning. Multimillionaire John Tester responds to his Prius car video, "I own lots of vehicles, you jackasses." He lives high. That was his word. He called them jackasses in the Huffington Post. He lives high on the hog while Montanans suffer due to his inflationary policies. Next up on the phone lines, let's go to Gary in Billings. Next up, Gary, what's going on?
Come on, Aaron and John. A couple days ago, there was an article about the thieves are stealing the cables on the charging stations. So they're always talking about the Green New Deal. So it gets back to why don't they want to stop the natural gas project, which is the cleanest fuel we have? Everybody has a gas stove or a furnace or some type of gas in their house. But it gets back to what they're trying to do to this country. There's nothing safe about the Green New Deal. I mean, if you pull up to a station and there's no cables.
Yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't seen that one about how thieves are targeting the EV charging stations, but John, certainly doesn't surprise me.
Well, I mean, it's, it ain't no loss. Nobody's using them anyway, so might as well steal them, right?
That's right. They're like, hey, are you using this? No? All right. Well, take it with me.
I mean,
hey,
have at it. I mean, you know, what did we spend $7 billion and there's only like five of them out there? So, you know, have at it.
Yes. Yeah. Golly, yeah, those are multi-billion dollar charging cables when you think about it in that perspective. Let's see. Okay, I want to get to Grandpa Lou. Grandpa Lou, stand by. We'll get to you right after the break here. You know, it's, the weather's been nice. I know you got snow in Butte. You got snow at Georgetown Lake. But, man, it's going to be like close to 80, 90 degrees here in just a few more days across Montana. So a great time to get out and go on that hike you wanted to go on yesterday. Get that golf game in. You know, maybe you could get it in today. But I know what you're saying. Some of you are thinking, Aaron, yeah, I'd love to go hike and golf. You know, you're retired, and now you finally got the time and maybe even the money to go do those sorts of things. But you're telling me, well, Aaron, I got these knees, or I got these hips, or I got this lower back thing. And, man, I don't want to get surgery, and I definitely don't want to take those painkiller drugs. So it's preventing you from doing the things you really want to do. Well, let me tell you about QC Kinetics. They are the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. That's where they take the healing properties that are already in your body, put them directly into those achy joints. You can get pain relief without the knife, without the drugs, the natural way. Call QC Kinetics for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. That's QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. You got a chance to call right now, or, hey, you can call into the studio, and we'll try to get to you before we run out of time this hour.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Biden campaign raises $30 million, and where's Donald Trump? Well, he's meeting with African Americans in Detroit, which is great. And one of the reasons he's doing it is because there is a massive political shift that is happening in this country. Even fake news CNN is noticing the trend lines that are happening, because it's happening in poll after poll after poll. What has James Carville been saying now for week after week after week? That Joe Biden is bleeding. They can't talk about the economy. It's a disaster. They can't talk about the border. It's a disaster. They can't talk about Joe's energy policies. A disaster. They can't talk about law and order. It's a disaster.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey guys, breaking news. Did you hear that gold hit an all-time high? And based on market analysis, it could soar even higher. With inflation increasing, global tensions escalating, and central banks buying gold at record levels, the gold boom could skyrocket to over $7,000 an ounce. In fact, experts claim that the gold investing menace is just getting started. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who have diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Join the tens of thousands of people who have already joined the gold rush and diversified their savings with gold and silver. Call 855-815-GOLD now. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D now. Now.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Ask an American what will happen to corn prices when there's a crop failure, and most get the right answer. Prices will rise. The same is true for predicting what will happen to used car prices if supply chain disruptions limit the availability of new cars. They also go up. But when you ask them to tell you what will happen to housing prices if we add 10% more to the regional housing stock, and more people will answer incorrectly that housing prices will go up than give you the correct answer, or at least what an economist would say is correct. This skepticism over housing development, the entire notion that those who build houses are the ones responsible for making them cost more, is at odds with policies that are needed to make housing more affordable. Instead of allowing supply to increase in response to higher prices, as is the case for most other markets, we insist on carefully scrutinizing and often rejecting housing development we don't like. The result is what you see all around you. I'm Patrick Barkin.
brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
He was just about to retire after 20 plus years of service in the military. He wanted to retire back in Montana, but then he lost his life in a KC-130 U.S. Marine Corps plane crash. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Back on Friday, June 7th, I was able to attend a monument dedication at the National Museum of the Marine Corps. The
new Kia. Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's go right into the phone lines. We got Grandpa Lou in Billings. Grandpa Lou, thanks for the call. What's on your mind this morning?
And did I press...
Grandpa Lou must not be there. Okay, I'm not hearing anything. Grandpa Lou, going once, going twice. You're out of here. All right. Well, I thought Grandpa Lou was going to call in, but that's all right. We only got a quick few minutes left here this hour of the show anyway. John, when it comes to this question of women being forced into the draft, got a great message here from Lucas in Broadview that came in on our Montana Talks app. I would rather they draft old, broke down war horses like us for administrative positions, supply, etc. Then the young soldiers currently doing those jobs can go do soldier things. Leave my daughter alone. Heck, I'd even volunteer or re-enlist for that. And what kind of fighting force would we have with mandatory service for everyone? A bunch of bitter, complacent troops just doing the bare minimum and going through the motions. Mandatory service is not the solution. That's from Lucas in Broadview.
We all know that the Biden regime is very, very worried about all these college and Muslim protesters out there, really, really mad because they can't get him to stop Netanyahu going after the Hamas terrorists. They're really, really worried about that. It could cost them Michigan. It could cost them votes all over the country. They're very upset about it. That is a drop in the stinking bucket compared to the atomic nuclear blowback that will come back on them if you start drafting women into the military. I'm telling you, that would blow them up. They would lose for at least that election cycle until they backed off it.
Yeah, I think it's been a philosophical debate in the past where they're like, okay, if you really think all things are equal and there is no difference between men and women, well, then here you go. And I think there were some that were pushing it for a philosophical debate. But this isn't about scoring philosophical points at this point. This is serious. This is dangerous because of the dangerous position Joe Biden and John Tester have our country in right now.
Because they are walking us intentionally, playing like a five-year-old playing with daddy's loaded gun over there, playing with nuclear Russia. These guys could not handle the goat humpers in Afghanistan, and they think they can take on Vladimir Putin. I mean, it is dangerous beyond belief, and they're doing it intentionally.
I had a good question from Jim in Malta, wondering about the downstream effects. I mentioned the catastrophic failure of this siphon at the St. Mary Canal in northwest Montana. And Jim was wondering about the downstream effects for everybody downstream on the Milk River across the High Line. Jennifer Patrick is the project manager with the Milk River Irrigation Project Joint Board of Control. She says it's too early to determine the downstream effects of the recent incident. Fortunately, storage facilities such as Fresno and Nelson have sufficient capacity to meet irrigation needs for the rest of the season. And then there's more that she shared with me that I can share in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. We are going to have Attorney General Austin Knutson with us in studio for the entire 9 o'clock hour. John, the thing that's most interesting about this is we could have funded 100 of these St. Mary irrigation projects for all the money that was sent over to Ukraine. And, you know, we wouldn't have had a war in Ukraine if Donald J. Trump were still the president of the United States.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Aaron. Now, didn't we spend, under Barack Hussein Obama, $1 trillion on infrastructure? Didn't Joe Biden do that very thing again, first bill out of the gate in his presidency? $1 trillion on it. That's $2 trillion in what, 15 years?
Right? And yet, infrastructure hasn't been taken care of.
Where'd that money go?
Yeah, good question. Yeah. But yet a few people ended up in jail for misspending that money, too, didn't they? I mean, good night.
I'd like for you to name those people. I didn't think anybody went to jail for stealing government money anymore.
The Democrats won't prosecute, Hunter, Hillary, but if you're a tribal leader, the Democrats will go after you like shooting fish in a barrel. I had a prosecutor tell me that once. It's sad when you think of it.